Hey, I'm Steve Okers, and this is our monthly market update. Kev puts these fancy books together for us each month, and then I've been talking about it. It's kind of fun in my Facebook memories now, Kev. It's starting to come up that like a year ago I did this video. So I need to start looking back and say, what did I say last June to this June, those kind of things. But this is our June update, talking about obviously data in arrears, so May backwards. And we've talked a lot about inventory shortages really all year, right? Since we started these videos, sometimes they spiked a little bit, sometimes they went down, but right now we want to talk about, I think, total volume of sales, right? And then I had a great conversation, I had a referral from, an agent in Detroit, clients moving over here yesterday, and he said, you know, in our market, it's X, Y, and Z. What is it like in your market? It's fun to do these videos because then it just comes off the top of my head. But ultimately, what I said is Grand Rapids is still, and West Michigan is still very solid because we have low inventory. And low inventory, we still have buyers wanting to buy homes, right? And so depending on the price point, we have multiple offers. Now, there are some price points that are starting to see those prices coming down. It's interesting, it's in different pockets. And we can talk about that in a minute of why and what those pockets are and how just to be cautious and balance what you're buying within those pockets. So geographical area, it is in our little sheet. I don't have it printed so I can like, or stapled today, Kev, so it's like each page. But it is a big area, okay? So what we're talking about is not just a small little area. Now, when I say West Michigan, we do not go to the lakeshore with this data. We cut it off sort of Hudsonville, Zeeland line, but it goes all the way past Cedar Springs, all the way down to Wayland, and all the way almost to Lansing. Portland is the city that falls all the way on the other side of that equation. So when I'm talking, that's what I'm talking about specifically. It's the area that we generally work. Now, a lot of agents will cover the line of now along the lakeshore and in Grand Rapids, right? So there's a lot of agents that are doubling up. Why is that? Units in production, right? They're not doing enough in the area that they specialize in. And so when they get a referral in Grand Rapids or they get a referral in Holland or Zeeland or whatever, they are taking those now. They are desperate for the dollars, and in that they are traveling more. We are traveling more, and the data is now available for us to grab, so people feel a little bit more comfortable of doing sort of both areas. But when I talk about this data, I'm talking about just the greater Grand Rapids area and its suburbs, and then I'm also talking about the agents that are part of that association when I talk a little about agents in a second. So residential sales per month, we are down from the previous month 24%. So what we're gonna do is just like the three first pages of this. Residential sales month by month over a 5-year average is 22%. This is the big one for me, and I wanna spend a minute or two on this one, and that is year-to-date closed transactions, right? So listings are fine, and you can know those numbers, but really it's like how many transactions actually closed. That's what really matters. We don't get paid, obviously, as a real estate professional if something doesn't close and the sellers and buyers don't buy or sell if it doesn't close. So closing is what we're talking about right now. And we are 22% off from last year year-to-date closings, right? So that has been a pretty big trend already through the year. 19% in January, 12%, 10%. Back up to 22 in April and now 22% in May. Why does this matter? June is the end of the spring market, if you just say, right? The majority of our sales happen, or a good percent of our sales happen that April, May, and June month. So we'll wait till end of June data to really see how the spring market ended up. But if we're down 22% in our busiest season, that's an issue. Right? It's an issue not for the buyers, probably not for the sellers. It's an issue for us as real estate professionals. Why is that? When I do the math, if we're 22% off last year, which last year was 20% off of the year before that, right? Which really we had a high since COVID of multiple months. Now, there was one data that I saw, and I'll have to pull it up, but we were off even almost to the COVID numbers of May to May, right? Did you see that, Kev? I was like, holy crap, the last time this happened was COVID, where we couldn't even go outside, and we're like halfway. Yeah, 589 units sold in May of COVID year 2022, and now we have 788. So that's only, let's just say 200, 300 transactions off of COVID. We couldn't go anywhere. So that is crazy. So if I take almost 11,000 units we sold, 10,986 to be exact, if our data is correct, and I take 22% off of that, we end up in only selling 85,069 transactions in that area, 8,569 transactions. Why is that important? That is important because ultimately we have not hit that number in probably 17, 18 years, right? We obviously did not hit it. So my data goes back on the next page to 2013. And in 2013 of, let's see, 2013, November, January 2024, we were at almost 1,100. So if we go down to 8,500, and we obviously know before 2013 was the crash where there was too much inventory for the amount of buyers, and it was a buyer's market, which, you know, supply and demand, there was too much supply. So we had more supply then. In those years, we were at, you know, 18 months, 12 months, whatever, of supply. So those would have been way up. So the only time 8,500 transactions would have happened, we don't have the data here, would have been pre-2008, you know, 2007, right? That would be when I started my career. We haven't seen this little of transactions since when I started my career. What that's going to do to the market is it's going to continue to bring value up because of supply and demand. So we talk about supply and demand. There's just not supply. So demand is going to continue to go up, right? We're still going to have prices go up, and you'll see that in the data ahead. What I'm concerned about, or what will start happening, and I hear it in the market right now, and the market is real estate agents. So we have right now in our association, according to the data that was just sent out a week or two ago, we have somewhere around 3,600 agents, brokers, members of our association. Some can argue how many of those are active or not. It doesn't really matter. There's 3,600 people that ultimately have a license underneath our association membership to get access to the data and to be able to buy or sell something, helping a client. That rings out, if we do 8,500 transactions, only 2.3 deals per agent. I'm leaning in. 2.3 deals. What's going to occur, I think, in the next year, and you can follow me or quote me in a year, and we'll see. I don't think agents can survive on 2.3 deals a year. You know, what's the law of the 80-20, Kevin, called again? Oh, I'm blanking on it. But basically, the rule is 80% of deals that happen with the top 20% of people, salespeople, right? Some even argue that's 90-10. And I think that's what's occurring, and I'm seeing it in our market. The people that have been in the business have established lines of sphere of influence and clients, have a database, have history. They're doing really well, or they're doing better than their peers that have only been in it for 5 years, right? Because those 5 years, they're used to inventory levels that we haven't seen again in 10 years. And they're more buyers than they can keep up with, less transactions. But with inventory, they, you know, basically that's, there was, what was that? 12,000, just 2 years ago, we had 12,000 units. So that's 4,000 more transactions. 4,000 transactions allow way more agents to be in the business to make good money. Even if they only do 10 transactions a year, they still have the capability. So I think our association is going to start lowering. We continue to have new people jumping in at all times, But I'm hearing it that people are starting to say, ooh, like maybe I can't do this full time. Maybe I need to get a job and do this part time. What does that look like? Those kind of things. So I think that's going to start occurring, the part time agent, because there's just not enough transactions to go around to allow them to be full time. And then what you're going to start seeing is what we saw during the crash. When we went from 3,200, I think, agents to down to 1,800. I don't think we're going to get down to 1,800, but could we get down to 2,500? Sure. In the next 2 years, if the trend stays at this under 10,000 units a year, we could start seeing that. And then what you're going to see is what happened during the crash, and that's big teams will continue to collect as more of the transactions, and agents that do the business all the time are going to collect more of the transactions. So it's going to be harder for those newbies to get going. So just be aware of that in two spaces. One, if you're an agent that is listening, make sure that you have a plan, that you have a broker behind you that has a plan going forward in the market that's coming up, not in the market that's past. So if they're teaching the past, then you need to start talking about what's going to happen in the future to make sure that you're staying in it. The other thing is just for clientele, be with someone that knows this data, right? Be with someone that has been in the business for a bit or has enough units. They're doing enough business that they can actively talk about what's happening in the marketplace. So I would highly suggest that, you know, if you're a client, start asking how many sales have they done this year or within the last year? And if they've done less than 5 or less than 10, nothing wrong with that agent, but then who's backing them? Do they have a broker? Do they have a team? Do they have a person that has done more that is their backing, that they're participating in life with? Because I think you're going to want some of that history and data as we go along. So that was a long sort of rant about this, but I think that's the key point this week and this month. It's just we're going to be low. Dollar volume is down to 8% year over year, right? So prices continue to grow, but when you are selling potentially 2,000 less units than last year, you can't make up that money just by price increase, right? It's just not possible. There's not enough units to make that up. And we talked about this last month. We talked about how far above 100% of value will we get. And sure enough, we did go to 104%, right? So people are paying on average 4% more than the list price. So that is, prices are going up, spring market, but last spring it was 106%. Now I say that with a little bit of pause because the 2 months last year, those were just as interest rate was climbing. We were at 4%. Within that period of the next basically 60 days, it went from mid threes, high fours to 6 within a 2 month period, right? And that just stopped the market ultimately. And so we had our highest of 107 and 106. I really think people were starting to pre-buy interest rates. They heard the news, they knew interest rates were going to start climbing, and they quickly snagged and closed on something before that happened. And then that's where then we had this huge drop of inventory. List price. Now we're back up, and I think that's an inventory situation. I'm trying to remember if there was anything else, Kevin, that was really important to hit. I think we talked about the mortgage interest rate climb. Yeah, that's basically it. It really was that one document that I wanted to sit on for the day. We'll see if 8,500 actually plays out, but I think you can start seeing it. We went to a listing appointment yesterday out in Lowell, and they're in a newer construction development. They bought it 5 years ago, but there are three major streets with probably at least 30 lots in that subdivision that are there, and there are only two specs that are almost done right now that are pending. I did not see any more foundations being put in. I didn't see any more lumber going up, right? So that development of 30 lots, and that was one of our top three builders in the area, right? And that price range was in that 500,000 price range. And I think that's the market that's starting to feel that crunch, right? That $400,000 to $700,000 price point. If you're not in one of the top two school districts, specifically, which is really your Forest Hills and East Grand Rapids, if you're not in those places that still can build in that price range, that's where I think we're starting to feel inventory going up and prices balancing out. So the things that are 5 to 7 years old are taking longer and harder to sell, and they're getting less than what they thought in their value was going to be. And I think those builders are starting to get tight. I think the builders that do have specs and have a lot of cash that can build them and have them ready for someone to buy, those are going to sell. But if they're trying to still buy new, build new construction on, you know, one at a time, it's going to start really suffering. And then that again shows our unit count will be down. So it'll be an interesting ride. I think some markets will be way up, and I think some markets will start pulling down. So again, make sure you're with somebody that knows the data, sees the data. And if you're going to make an offer on something, make sure that they pull some data for you, not just say, oh, the market's up, we should bid X, right? Really start honing in on, like, why is that price point there? How long are homes lasting on the market in that area? And is full price right? Is under full price, or is over? And I think that's so different for every subdivision, every area, that you can't just be blanketed with your statements anymore coming up over the next 6 months. So I'm Steve. It was supposed to be 2 minutes. Now it's like 50. Thanks for hanging out with me each week. And I hope you have a great summer. I'm in my summer clothes today because we're just going to enjoy the sun with my kiddos on this Friday that I'm recording. But we'll put this out next week. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.